Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance, and we are back this week. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday. This will be our first recording after the holiday. Sorry we missed last week. We had said we had some technical difficulties, and we'll come clean. The technical difficulties were that I technically forgot to record an episode, and Thursday came around real fast after the holiday, and so we just didn't get it together, didn't get one out, but we are back this week with our 25th episode, so that feels like a pretty good milestone to have gotten 25 of these out, and love all the feedback and comments we keep getting from everybody, so thank you so much for continuing to tune in, listen, and share your feedback with us. This week I wanted to talk about a story that we made a blog post about last week, and I wanted to kind of continue the discussion on that in the podcast forum this week, but talked last week in a blog post about a story. So my grandfather, we were talking on the phone right before Thanksgiving, and he was telling me how he was having some pain down the front of his leg, and as we were talking, things weren't making sense, and he had some other things going on. He's currently getting dialysis, but this pain was so bad that he had gone to the urgent care clinic, and they put him on a bunch of painkillers, and he wasn't getting any relief from these painkillers. He was feeling not good, and the more that he was around and doing things, the worse that he was feeling. And so none of that really made any sense. And so in talking to him, my biggest concern was that he had gone to an urgent care clinic, but that even knowing he was on dialysis, nobody did a blood chemistry lab. So no one knew what any of his blood levels were or what was going on. And that was my first thought, that I wanted to, you know, sort of wonder from him what was going on. And then the next step was that he went to see his nephrologist, who did a couple of tests, and for lack of a better way of describing it, they're just pretty unreliable tests. And then he told my grandfather that he had sciatica and that he should take these muscle relaxers and maybe try a course of physical therapy. So at first I was kind of glad that he mentioned or described physical therapy, because in the PT world, we're always trying to sort of increase the awareness of what we can do and how we can help people. However, the other problem is that this nephrologist who went through medical school wasn't really aware that, you know, his sciatic nerve is actually in the back of his leg, and that while some of the tests that he did are often known as being a way to indicate sciatica, he did them, and he asked my grandfather if that hurt, and my grandfather said yes, but he never really asked where it hurt, so he didn't get any clarification as far as where it hurt. So yeah, that gave him pain, but in the front of his leg, not in the back of his leg, not related to anything that would be considered sciatica. And so to kind of further the story, my father came up with the great idea that we should get him in to see John, and that was a really good idea. He went to see John, and all he had was a very simple quad strain, muscle in the front of his leg strained, and who knows how he did it, possibly, you know, sitting for long hours at dialysis, even just standing up after sitting for that long in a static position can be hard on your muscle, and somehow he got a little minor muscle thing. But the biggest thing is that all the medication, everything that he was taking, nothing was giving him any relief. However, he was able to finally get some sleep and get some relief, even just with one visit of John working on it, doing some manual stuff. And John was able to give him some exercises that he could do at home to control what was going on. Now, in the PT community, there's this whole big movement of get PT first, and, you know, trying to educate people to maybe try physical therapy as a means of treatment prior to any sort of, you know, pain medications or, you know, tons of different testing and all these things. And there's a big push to, you know, get people to try physical therapy as their first course of action. And one of the things that this really brought to the forefront for me was just this idea that, you know, as a physical therapist, the impact that we can have on the way that we can help people, but also our really broad-ranging knowledge of anatomy. And, you know, I would have thought that this nephrologist going through medical school, the sciatic nerve, biggest nerve in the body, we should know, he should know where these are and what's going on. But the, you know, he just didn't put that together and wasn't familiar enough with doing a more orthopedic type exam to know that when it reproduced pain, he's got to ask where that pain is. Okay, that's the same pain that you feel. Yes. Where is it? Oh, it's in the front of your leg. That's not your sciatic nerve. So even though I'm doing a test for a sciatica, if it's giving you pain that isn't sciatic-like pain, then it's not a positive test just because it hurts. And the other part was, you know, really throughout this whole process, nobody got a very good, clear history from him of everything that was going on. And everybody seemed like they were sort of working in a silo and not working together or looking at the big picture. And so for us, this was a, you know, success story, but, you know, my grandfather's lucky is a unique case. He was able to call me, we could go through it. And you start to look at the amount of people who don't have somebody with any sort of medical knowledge that they can reach out to, call, ask for questions. And so, you know, from the PT community standpoint, this idea of trying to, you know, get PT first, the other side of it is, you know, we want people to feel comfortable calling us with these sorts of questions and knowing that, you know, I talking to my grandfather, the first thing was he had to get his blood levels checked to make sure that this wasn't anything related to something going on with the dialysis. Then we could start to look at any sort of muscle skeleton type thing going on there. So that's that story. You can head right on over to our blog to read the whole story in much more detail. But we'd love to continue the conversation about this either through our Facebook page, or you can comment right below this post on the website. And we will see you right back here next week for another episode of Fitness with Feldman. As always, you can find and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Keep leaving us those reviews on there. They're always fun to read. And you could do the same thing on the Google Play Store. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next week.